You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
The true extent of the coronavirus pandemic on Australia's labour market is still being assessed, with a record 600,000 jobs lost in April. Emma King from the Victorian Council of Social Services says many Australians are struggling to deal with the impacts.
It hit, and it hit really hard. And I think nothing spoke to that more than, you know, the lines that were circling around Centrelink of people who were terrified, who, for many of whom, just didn't think they would find themselves in this situation, and feeling really scared about, you know, how do you pay the bills?
According to data from the Australian Bureau of Statistics, between March and April, around 2.7 million people lost their jobs or had their hours reduced. But a new study by policy think tank, the Mitchell Institute at Victoria University, has found children are enduring the worst of the impacts. The COVID-19 Employment Stress and Student Vulnerability in Australia report reveals the number of children affected has more than doubled as a result of the pandemic. The report found an additional 780,000 children, an increase of 130%, are likely to be experiencing the impacts of living in a household where the parents are in employment stress. Report author Kate Noble says the effects on children are significant.
We're obviously experiencing a really unprecedented shock, which is resulting in a whole range of stresses on families and people right across the board. So children in particular have had their worlds really turned upside down. Many of them have been temporarily disengaged from school. You know, their routines and their stability has been completely upended. So the added stress of employment stress within the family is likely to have a significant effect.
Ms. Noble says employment stress increased by nearly 400% in some Melbourne suburbs, such as the Kinglake region. Parts of suburban Sydney, such as Sutherland, Pittwater, Rouse Hill and Cronulla, and inner-city Brisbane, experienced spikes of more than 300%. But Ms. Noble says places outside metropolitan areas are also experiencing job-related anxiety.
Some of the outer suburban areas of major capital cities have been particularly hard hit, but also regional areas outside of capital cities where parents are more likely to be working in jobs that are affected by COVID-19 shutdowns. So we are looking at really heavy impacts right across the board nationally, but particularly heavy impacts in some of those areas.
Some of the regional areas experiencing high levels of employment stress include Queanbeyan and the Snowy Mountains in New South Wales, Bilawila in Queensland and Warrnambool in Victoria. The report found a strong correlation between children's learning and development outcomes and parental employment status. It also found children and families undergoing job loss are about 15% more likely to repeat a grade. Ms. Noble says schools will need more support to minimise the negative impacts on children.
The reality is they're not really equipped to adequately deal with such a massive upsurge in student vulnerability in such a short amount of time. What we're likely to see is as schools get back to, you know, operations almost as usual, that's going to make a difference for a huge number of children, and they'll start to regain a sense of stability and security and re-engage in their learning pretty quickly, but that's not going to happen for all students. So we really need to make sure that the mechanisms and the funding and the support are in place to allow schools to support that role.
Adolescents are especially vulnerable. The study shows they present a higher possibility of leaving school early and not attending university if they have an unemployed parent. Ms. King says the financial challenges are far from over.
Families either thought that they had the capacity to make ends meet, and now they're finding that they're having to make significant choices between, can they put food on the table, can they turn the lights on? Their kids can potentially go to school, like they can, you know, they'll go to school, but can they fully participate? Are they able to pay for school camps? Are they going to school with a full tummy? Those sorts of things are really significant issues.
She says there needs to be a strategy beyond September, when the government's wage subsidy scheme ends.
The worry here is that it's got a very long tail. So we know that there's some support in place at the moment around JobKeeper and JobSeeker. That support is meant to end around September. I don't know what people are meant to do at that point in time.
Sonia Lal, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.